Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. How may I help you today?
Yes, my name is Sylvia Castledine, and you guys are supposed to be charging me $5 for shipping, and you're trying to charge me $57-something, almost $58. What's up?
Did you already sign up?
Yeah, I mean, I signed up, and I went through the whole process, and when I put in my payment, it says declined, not enough, insufficient funds, and then I got a fraud alert from my bank. And you're trying to charge me $57-something instead of $5 only for the shipping.
All right, let me get it pulled up for you so I can see what happened. What's your billing zip code?
71635.
All right, what was your first and last name?
Sylvia, S-I-L-V-I-A, last name, Castle Dine, just like dining in a castle.
Okay. And then verify your address for security purposes.
203 North Louisiana Street, Crossett, Arkansas, 71635.
Thank you. All right, so it looks like here I do have an account pulled up here. I do see where you are trying to take a survey to win a Dyson Vacuum 11 through a sweepstakes entry. Is that correct?
Yeah, it says that I'd won it. All I needed to pay was $5 shipping.
All right, so we don't actually charge you anything for the shipping. It's an entry through sweepstakes. The reason why it's declining here is by your cardholder, because whenever you put your information in, you have to read the terms and conditions. It tells you that they automatically enroll you into our Bitehub meal planning app subscription, and it's $59.89. That's probably why it's declining.
So in other words, it's not really, you're not really giving me a Dyson for $5, you're trying to get me enrolled in some other thing and charging me buku bucks for it.
Yeah, it's an entry to win it, but they automatically enroll you into the Bitehub meal planning app subscription.
Well, I'm not interested in the subscription, and it didn't say an entry to win it. It says I already won it. So, in other words, this is just a bunch of BS and a fraud. Thank you.